This was the same company whose offer Freddie Coppard had declined 2 years earlier. In 1917, the original Dixieland Jazz Band made the first jazz record. Emphasis was on comedy. In Livery Stable Blues, which we have just heard, the cornetist whinnies like a horse, the clarinetist crows like a rooster, and the trombonist moos like a cow. This music was not improvised, nor could one accurately say that it is swinging. It does possess a high degree of excitement. The music was carefully rehearsed and memorized, but we hear the influence of ragtime rhythms, brass bands, and the beginnings of what is one of the most important components of New Orleans jazz. Polyphony, which we will discuss later. This recording sold over 1 million copies, more than any other record, including those by Italian opera star Caruso or the music of John Philip Sousa. The original Dixieland Jazz Band and the recording company marketed this music as irreverent anti-music. The advertising agency called it organized disorganization. The promotional material read, in part, "The jazz band is the very latest thing in the development of music. It has sufficient power and penetration to inject new life into a mummy and will keep ordinary human dancers on their feet till breakfast time." On pages 53 to 56, we have a listening guide for the flip side of this first jazz record ever, Dixie Jazz Band One Step. Make sure you carefully read Mr. Gridley's introductory notes.